Your phone's on silent, please.
No.
God. Damn. Here we go.
You're right, though.
7, 1, 2, 5. We're doing this right?
We're in Mario, we're not.
Time and
whatnot. You live here. Different.
I don't live here. Basically. You guys were all in the vicinity. Except for
in
maybe
the,
you.
The vicinity?
Vicinity. And the if F's? You take Ortega Highway, you're 20 minutes away, probably.
You took Ortega? That's
not true. No. Oh. Last say, time I did.
He's scary. I was like, she picked me up.
You're a scary cat.
Right there.
What?
In the Ghost Hunter, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Ghost Hunter. Next time.
What's that restaurant right there? I've always wanted to go eat there.
Little Caesar.
No. Remember when it was a restaurant?
Little Caesar, right?
Yeah, yeah, Little Caesar was a restaurant.
I never remember that,
dude. In the hood, it was a restaurant.
Yeah. Restaurant
where we grew up.
Where
at.
You can eat inside. Next,
it was saying. Across the street from Shakey's, the only Shakey's in Riverside that I know about.
The Shakey's,
Shakey's is still delicious. Yes. Was it Papa Moyo? Mojo,
the Mojos.
Yeah, the Mojos.
Yeah,
we just went to one, right?
Yeah,
in Moreno Valley.
Yeah, we did.
Was one in Moreno Valley?
Yeah, right by him.
I don't know that shit.
Yeah. I know Domino's was turned into like a little restaurant type thing.
Yeah.
Where it has like video games and all
Andy
that shit.
Know that.
Little Caesars. Yeah.
I've never seen that.
And it worked at
Pizza Hut. Like Pizza that. Hut with the fucking
oh, yeah, Pizza Chinese roof. A bar at the one over in La Sierra.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah.
The Pizza Hut?
Mm-hmm.
And they had the coldest beer for the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean coldest beer?
Coldest beer in
it's
town.
It's cold?
The coldest.
Temperature-wise?
Temperature. They had a sign that
we have the coldest beer.
It said
oh fuck!
The
anyone could make a sign.
No. It
but it was
the,
real.
It read the degrees of the cooler and the.
Well, what's the coldest day you can have it to where it's like
29,
undrinkable, 20,
32 degrees?
Fucking freeze 30. Off your teeth like that fucking spray shit.
Talk about pouring though.
Dust off.
Like you pour it.
You're talking about
store.
Dust off. No, him, not you. This was talking about dust off over here.
No, but I'm.
It all if makes sense.
It does.
It all makes sense now.
What was that, dude?
Well, this is cold beer and this is dust off. But temperature wise,
oh,
I think there's a
he's
certain
like,
freezing
man.
Temperature.
Like going skiing.
You need to stop doing drugs, bud.
My mind goes faster than my mouth will allow me to speak. That's enough.
Is that how you did in the
That's all
today?
The dust off.
That is all
fucking, all the dust off you're putting in your mouth.
Is Nas refined dust off?
kind of. Yeah.
So then, yeah, I guess. Distant cousins.
Distant related. Cousins. What the fuck? Fuck no, dude.
Are you wearing Pirates hat because baseball started?
No, I just like the hats.
I just like it.
Everyone.
Did you watch opening day?
No,
anybody?
I hate baseball.
I watched
it yesterday. Part of it was the Dodgers.
I know.
We watched the Dodgers yesterday and then the Angels played today.
They kneeled,
they're still
right?
playing, actually.
Huh? Did they kneel?
Yeah, they did yesterday. Yeah.
One guy didn't kneel. I forgot what it was.
Didn't Fauci throw the ball too?
Did? Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. It was like horrible.
He attempted it. It was really bad.
Yeah, he fucking didn't even make
it. In the Dodger and
I don't remember what game it was, I just saw a clip and it was just like he threw it and it went like way to the left.
We watched a little bit of it.
Yeah.
It was kinda weird watching sports again.
Without fans.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching soccer and they've been for like
oh, that's weird because they pump in the sound of the fans.
I heard they were
hear,
doing
like,
that
the
with
fans
baseball, too.
Going,
that's badass.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool, but it's weird at the same time.
And then MLS has, like, the big the screens. I guess they have, like, one was split in four, so it had four different fans. I'm guessing you pay for that privilege to be
oh,
put up on there.
Oh, like, zoom in?
Yeah, you're
like,
on Zoom,
zoom
on
shit.
Skype or something. You're just watching it, which is crazy.
You gotta make
I don't
want
to fucking watch you watch soccer. The fuck? I'd rather see you in the stands or some shit. I don't want to see just two, four random ass people.
Like the cutout, like the little cutout fucking big heads of everyone.
At home, just.
You think this would be the perfect time to pitch in that whole VR thing, right?
I know, huh? I think they would be pushing it hard. Is it there?
They do it for boxing and like UFC.
It's not perfect, but to like the
basketball.
To someone that's into tech, it's not perfect, but if just a regular person, they might enjoy it. Yeah. There's something I was going to say. You guys know that the crowds you guys hear like in like shows, like what
like
are they, sitcoms?
Movies?
Like, or just any show that has a live crowd,
mm-hmm.
the sound that they're playing with the crowd laughing, like people that are dead. It's recorded it's recorded laughs and like reactions from like years ago.
Yeah. Like you're telling me they've been lying this whole time.
Like shows like
no, I mean, that's the comedy. They tell you when to laugh though.
Like a talk show like Conan O'Brien, the same thing. But there's some like I guess like Al Bundy for example. When they're playing it out, those are just recorded sound because someone could be like "You're a fucking asshole" and screaming, and that'll ruin the whole taping. You know.
So you're telling me America's Got Talent? The voice,
no, those American are live, Idol, dude.
But they don't hold up the sign like he was saying. Here now.
They probably have something. Yeah.
Something lights up and it says like applause now.
Because at a certain,
I feel like they might test it. I feel like they test the crowd by doing that. And they're playing fake sounds first, and then they're like, "All right, this is a good crowd. We can."
But
play
he's
their
talking
sound.
About shows like Friends, like How I Met Your Mother type of shit. Yeah. Like that's where you hear that same fucking laugh, and it's all a bunch of dead people.
Yeah, at this point they're all dead, so you're just listening to dead laughs.
Wonder if their family gets got dark.
Just hear the Undertaker sound real quick.
It's all a bunch of
the residual, checks. I don't know if they get paid their family or anything like that.
They never got paid in the first place. I'm pretty sure they just recorded some laughs.
Because that's money all day. Plus, that show gets on reruns.
No one wants your fucking laugh.
But I'm just saying, you put in the fucking work, baby. You get paid.
My laugh is famous.
The guy that
this was what's wrong with the world today.
The guy that designed the Nike logo only got like $50, $30.
Really?
Supposedly they took care of him afterwards, but
I don't believe it. I don't believe they took care of him. Just like the guys that with McDonald's is told. Remember that? What was that movie called?
No, he's saying they took care of him.
Oh, like they killed him? No.
Oh, you're an idiot. Supposedly they actually did a fuck? Him, who knows?
Well, like the McDonald's story is fucked up. Homeboy just came
Founders.
Through.
I think it's called Founders.
Oh, yeah, Founders. And it was two brothers, right? Two brothers in San Bernardino.
It was two brothers.
Two brothers.
This summer. They came up with McDonald's and they made it a way where it's efficient, where like they have an assembly line type deal where they do it fast, perfect burger, boom. And
perfect, huh?
And the dude that
at the time it was, I guess, a perfect burger. But there was this dude that was like, "Wow, this is cool. This is fucking like a salesman." He's like, "I
want
to be a part of this."
Salesman or some shit.
Yeah, like, he was like selling some bullshit.
He was a Facebook guy,
and he ended up getting cool with them and convincing them like, "Hey, you guys need to make this bigger." Long story short, I think he ended up stealing one of their wives.
Yeah, right?
and then he ended up buying the land that those McDonald's were on. And then he kept doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's open a new one. But he kept buying the land. So at the end of it, he basically owned all the land all those McDonald's were on and just said, "Hey,
so he will
I'm going to buy you out."
He will fool you to get into the franchise.
Yeah.
And then he will tell you like, "Oh, this is where you could put your franchise store or whatever at." But he will own the land. So technically you're paying for the name and the land. So he was making all the money.
And then fucking your wife.
And then basically he said... He told, like, he actually bought McDonald's off of them, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to pay you X amount. I'll pay you this much now, and the rest, it's a handshake thing." Supposedly, we never paid him. It was, like, shady like that.
That's a pretty good movie.
Capitalism at its finest.
Founders.
Well, back then, your word meant a lot. So,
they thought it was real.
Right.
Yeah. Snakes. It's crazy how so much was founded here. Like, Del Taco.
Del Taco's... Founded here?
Yeah. Cabazon. No, not Cabazon.
Barstow.
San Bernardino.
Del Taco?
That's authentic Mexican food. What are you talking about?
Oh, no. Taco Bell.
You never had, on the way to Vegas, the Del Taco at Barstow?
Del Taco's trash.
You're not a traveling man?
Yeah.
You don't travel?
Del Taco.
Wait, you
from Barstow?
When I travel, I don't look for Del Taco. My bad.
Wait, you've never tried Del Taco?
I've had Del Taco. We live by one.
Yeah. It's trash.
You don't like Del Taco?
It's fucking trash.
Have you tried the burger?
It's garbage.
Basura.
Have you tried the burger?
Fucking trash.
Garbage. The double Del bacon cheese.
I'd rather eat an AMPM burger.
Yeah, no, yeah.
AMPM burgers are pretty good. First of all, they're pretty good.
Yeah, we used to get them all the time.
But I'm saying
the corn dogs are pretty bomb.
At this point, I will never try the Del Taco hamburger just on principle alone.
Stupid.
Because I went to Del Taco. Me and Eric went one night.
Oh yeah,
together.
And they
the sole purpose
problems.
Of getting a Del Taco.
It was
burrito.
After the podcast. We were both drunk as fuck.
And they would. They did not have the burritos or the.
You can't even talk right now, dude.
So I will never even try to get
so
it
mad.
Again.
I'm so mad.
You're lucky I'm not crying right now.
Look, I
wouldn't bring it anyways.
I had the burger once after we fucking talked about it, and it
you
was.
Cheater. It was good.
Okay.
See, at least you're not saying it's terrible.
What does that mean? You had a.
It was an okay burger. It was, for being fucking Del Taco,
it's pretty
it was
good.
Like
Tim will say, and Tim's a fat ass, yeah, and he knows his shit.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. Cents? It was not bad.
50 cents.
You wouldn't soup it. You wouldn't soup it.
No, hell no. No, I'm not gonna go back. I'm not gonna go get another burger. But it wasn't like know.
Sure, cover y'all soup.
It wasn't bad.
He's made an In-N-Out soup before.
It was like a shitty fucking like George the Greek burger. I don't know. Kind of like.
And that, and you're saying the shredded lettuce.
So thinking about it that way, for a taco place, a shitty taco place, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
Unless you have to factor in the time.
You know what?
Look, if somebody said, okay, let's go get a burger, and you said Del Taco or McDonald's,
well, yeah, the box literally says that. It says,
you're a simple-minded man.
The box literally says, oh, what? You're buying a burger at a taco place? Like, it literally says that on the box. Like, they fucking know what they're doing.
Beyond the shell.
What I won't try, what I don't like is Taco Bell.
I don't know.
I think Taco Bell is nasty. There's only three things that I
like.
Taco Bell's fucking gross as fuck.
Taco Bell's fire.
What is it that you like at Taco Bell?
I don't like anything at Taco Bell. Oh, there's only three things, and they just mix them together. It's like, today we added a shell. Today we added the shell on top of the fucking tortilla.
That's what the box is. It's all three things put in a box for $5. It's the taco version, the burrito version,
and that's
Marcel's
chalupa version.
All the same meat, fluffy,
it's taco, and then it's hard shell.
The only thing I kind of liked that was clever was a Dorito taco that they came out with. That wasn't bad.
I like their Mexican pizza. I've always liked
it. I haven't tried it.
What? So Mexican pizza is a tostada.
It's two tostadas.
It's not a real thing.
On top of each other.
Exactly.
A molita?
Yes. That's what it is.
That was disrespectful. Do not compare molita to a fucking fake pizza.
What's a molita?
Shut the fuck up.
You never had a molita?
Molita.
Not trying to get all fucking riled up. You fucking get all
fucking it came up. He spelled it.
You're getting all fucking riled up now.
It's either this or a house.
It is a house.
Abuelitas.
Abuelitas.
I've had one of those before.
They're bomb. Yeah. It's
from a taco, man.
It's a flower.
What are huaraches?
It's a
sandals, right?
Huarache?
Yeah.
It's a long gordita, like, or
it's like a
sope.
Yeah.
Long sope.
Oh, it's a long sope. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sopes are underrated. Like, you don't have them that often, but when you do, they're pretty bomb.
Mr. Taco has a fire ass sope.
Huh?
It's so filling.
Yeah, it's so fucking thick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the ones with has chicharrones in it inside the gordita.
What is it?
Chicharrones. Like pieces of chicharrones in it. You ever had that before?
Melissa's.
No. Dude, you gotta come over, bro.
Like my mom gets down with all that shit.
Huh?
Have you ever had the meat ones?
Yeah, when are you gonna come over? You said your birthday or what?
Oh, yeah, come over for my birthday. On Wednesday.
No, because I told him. I texted him. I was like, hey, come through.
Come back. We've been eating already for an hour. I know. Celebrated birthday.
It was already fucking like 9 and shit.
9 o'clock at night.
Well, we still had fucking Gordonisas in the.
Dude, the invite's always open. Just come, dude.
He had to know about it first.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know he was inviting people. I was just there, dude. I didn't know what was going on at my house.
I was just born. Fuck.
Yeah.
You ever had Gordonisas? You guys like Gordonisas quails?
We put them in the air fryer.
Oh, I still need to try that.
Yeah, they come out, dude, like bomb.
I know, that's like
Gordonisas
a thing.
Are fire as fuck.
Yeah, they're bomb.
For those
little
of you
ass quails
that don't know, yeah, they're quail. They're little quails.
Hey, I thought they were my pets. I was a kid.
No, that's Cornish hen.
Huh?
I thought they were quails.
I thought they were quails this whole time.
No? Cornish game hens?
Yes.
Same shit. They're tiny fucking birds.
Tiny birds.
They got a little fucking hair coming out of their head like this and shit.
Same, thank goodness.
It's a tiny chicken. That's what it is.
That's all it is. Tiny chicken.
Quail, though. Oh, quail's good. Quail's really good.
The maybe dove quail meat that you have, like whenever you go hunting? No. You wrap it up in bacon?
Yeah, I wrap everything in bacon.
It tastes fucking bomb. Dude, those fucking jalapeno poppers, or whatever you want to call them. Those
you only had two, though.
Dude, that's all I needed, dude. That's just, that was, I wish I would have had more. Yes, that's all that was there.
Well, you made last time at your house, the pork.
Oh, that
the
shit was fire,
pork,
too.
That shit was fire as fuck.
What was it?
Smoked pork.
It was when you guys got fucking wasted off that keg. Last time we were there.
Go on.
We drank a cake. Yeah.
It was the time when he threw up in front of the house.
Yeah. We finished that cake that night.
And you were embarrassed because people walked out.
Was there a fight that?
I wasn't embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
I thought you said you were embarrassed.
No, I mean, you were probably drunk, but you saw him and you said, "Brother, you're fucking, what'd you say? You're
embarrassing.
You're making us look bad. You're making us look bad." You're like, "We're supposed to be fucking." Like, basically, say, like, "We're supposed to be able to handle this shit. What the fuck?"
As he's hosing me off instead of the puke, he's hosing me off. I'm like,
no, that was the last of the keg, though.
Yeah. It was horrible timing, too, because he was throwing up, and then that's when the guests were leaving.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
It was a horrible timing.
And they all stared at him
great
too,
timing.
Like, "Oh,
great
fuck.
Timing."
I don't care.
Yeah, but the pork you made, the smoked pork, was fire as fuck. You made carne asada, and I think it was carne asada pollo, and then the pork.
He doesn't remember.
Well, I still want to do your infamous bomb. Hot wing challenge, but we need to set that up.
Let's do it.
The hot ones, whatever it is.
Let's do it.
How'd you handle that chili oil?
I've never eaten it since the night I tried it because it's fucking hot.
And you're trying to do the
you want to do the challenge, dude? That's like...
Yeah, but the vibe, the atmosphere, just hanging out.
you just want an invite somewhere. Yeah. That's what he's trying to do.
I don't want to invite someone. I'm inviting myself. I'm creating this environment.
All right. Well, fuck. Let's do it.
We should do it here.
Let's burn your face off.
Do it here. Halloween challenge.
On
video.
We're all going to be fucking crying.
On video. Cursing.
Let's do it at the end of the podcast.
He has bubble guts.
So you guys are four sections to listen to this
just
thing.
Different clips of just us just cursing at each other. Just
oh,
like
I was supposed to make a clip of you. I forgot.
The one that that took it like a champ was your buddy. The last time your old house.
Yeah, Mini Keith.
Keith.
He wasn't sweating or nothing. He just like.
I don't know how the fuck.
That's his name, Keith? The little Mexican guy? The cop?
Yeah, he has
LA.
A white name.
Is it white, Keith?
Or is that black?
Key Sweat is black. So.
Yeah, no, man, that's a black one, right?
That's more famous.
Yeah.
I don't see colors, dude, so I just...
All of a sudden.
All 2020 right now. All 2020.
He's in it, Tim.
This is a safe place.
Safe place.
You can...
Until it's not, dude.
This is not a safe place. I keep telling you. Every podcast.
Why you lied to yourself?
I thought this was a safe place. No, it's not a safe place.
Fucking last week's podcast was hilarious. The fucking watch story.
Sometimes like, I get the next day I'm like, damn.
Why'd I say that?
You know what? I just open book. I say my insecurities here. No one else does it, which is fine.
Is your therapy?
It's fine. Just do
which
it.
Is fine.
Let it all go.
Let it out.
Let it all go.
Dude, because we were taught not to say shit like that out loud.
I was taught as well, but the older I'm getting. Everyone's dying. I'm trying to put my shit out there now.
Okay.
God damn, dude. What the fuck? You gotta make it all sad. Look at Eric. Look at he's crying, dude. Oz is crying over there.
I brought a tear to my dick.
That's an STD.
No, that's called the drip.
That's called the drip, bro.
Look at him.
You gave him an STD, dude.
Many talents. Talented Mr. Ripley.
They gotta sign a waiver before they get on this.
That shirt is fucking amazing. You look like a D-League basketball league.
That's the second combo they got.
He looks like something out of Vice City.
This is my Coachella shirt.
Oh, that's Into the AM, huh?
Yeah. Fucking Crystal Pineapple.
Oh, is that what they call it?
No, it's a fucking pineapple.
You don't see that?
Well, no, because it's wrapped underneath his belly, the bottom part, but the top.
Damn.
Does that help?
The disrespect is real into this bitch. Look at him! Look at him laugh at your pains and shit. Sock him, fool.
We have fucking pains. All of a sudden, we have pains.
Well, that was mean. Stop.
That's so mean.
It hurt my feelings.
So where were you guys at, anyways?
We went to Storytellers first.
Heard a lot of stories.
Had one beer there, and then went to Chronic.
Is that outside? Or are they set up outside and all that stuff? Or
they had a little patio.
Yeah, Chronic as well. Or since you're a VIP customer.
No, Chronic has a patio already. They just
But he was saying that they just let his ass in because he's they know him like that.
It's not true. Anyone can go in there just order food.
No, but he's able to sit there.
Where?
So I'm sure everybody can sit there.
Oh, everybody can.
No, this fucking guy said.
So pointing at him like that.
God damn.
No, he lied to you, is what I'm trying to tell you.
Fucking guy.
This guy with the purple shirt.
I'm always special. This is what it is. Doesn't matter where I go.
So are you cheating on Main Street with Chronic?
Because Main Street's not open.
That's the question.
Main Street's not open.
So she's on her period, so you're cheating. You're a cheater.
Yeah. I go wherever the fucking wind takes me.
I kind of like this whole outdoor thing. Like Tony Pepperoni's, that place next to me. They had a bunch of tables. Yeah, Ric Flair owns that shit. They had a bunch of tables outside, and people were eating outside, and then they had a live band. I was like, in the parking lot, I was like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah.
Like, kids running around. Like every day? They just started doing it since this whole shutdown again.
Is he the owner? Ric Flair?
I don't know. I haven't seen him. I think he is. I mean, I've only gone there really with you guys.
I don't know if he's the owner or the manager, but he does look like Ric Flair.
He looks just like Ric Flair, dude.
Is it Ric Flair? Because I'll show up.
No.
Dude, it looks like Ric Flair.
Ric Flair don't have time for a pizza.
It looks like a slightly younger, slightly shorter Ric Flair.
More perverted one, too.
Do you have a video, or are you going to save it?
I don't think I saved it. But yeah, he was even flirting with all the workers.
Yeah.
He tried to say he lost his watch. I saw him, too. He's like, he went like this, like, where's it at? Like, no, fool, you have in your pocket. Man.
All creep owner.
Yeah.
Perfect time, too.
Tony Pepperoni's. It sounds like a creep name, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah. Like, hey, Tony Pepperoni.
Woo!
Tony Pepperoni.
You're just being, trying to be funny. Like,
no, dude.
Nah, dude, that's a dumb joke.
Well, yeah, that's what I was expecting. Like, that's something Alex would say.
Stupid. There he goes. There he goes.
All right.
Well, no, he's just getting ready for his dad joke because he's coming.
He always tries to put kids on people.
Still waiting on it.
That's what he does.
Bro, you ain't getting any beautiful or younger.
I'm always getting more beautiful.
Well, take the compliment because he just called you beautiful.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Throw a little something.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, treat him bad and then throw a little compliment. Something.
That doesn't work for you, dude, because Melissa controls your life.
I let her decide. She doesn't control her.
You start off your defense with "I let her."
Dude, she's gonna.
I'm a grown ass man.
She's gonna fuck you up one day. And when I rolled up and I saw her car out there, I was like, "Damn, this is a brand new ass car. It looked like the front end looks like a fucking luxurious ass car." So she's gonna fuck. She's gonna fuck you up and drive off in that luxurious ass car, dude. She's getting buff as fuck.
She's gonna walk in here one time, like one of these days, and just Debo us. Just be like, "This shit's done. I'm tired of this." Go home to your kids, Warren.
No, I just bought like some shit to get served, like legal service. They're coming right now, and I bought a squat rack. Spent like $700. I literally just
damn straight flossing the $700.
I know. September, I thought you were gonna buy a gun. Yeah.
September 17th, it should be at the house.
He's like, I'm just building these.
Starting to sell tickets to the gun show.
Oh. He flexes and his fucking pimples pop from all the surveys he takes.
That is one of the only reasons why I don't take surveys. I don't want to get acne on my back. There's no reason to be super swolled up and you can't take your shirt off because there's shit on your back.
But you just said you just bought some steroids.
I said legal steroids.
It's what does that
same
mean?
Thing.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but you're gonna go bald.
I know. You're gonna get some pimples. You're gonna go bald. Your forehead's gonna get like 10 times bigger.
Your nuts gonna be small.
Blur. Oh, dude, let's talk about your fucking picture you sent us yesterday when we were at the fucking we were at Chronic.
So I had a face mask on.
No, I was wearing a.
Oh, you have it on there.
Well, I can go to my Amazon purchases. Find it.
We invited him to go drink, and he goes, oh, I can't, because he had a fucking...
Swimmer, but it's like cream.
He had his face mask on, sipping on some fucking tilts and shit.
No, because I get dark spots on my face, so I wear this stuff. It lightens your skin like some...
How the fuck are we wasting our time on this right now?
Sammy Sosa shit.
You're trying to lighten your skin?
No, just because I get... from back in the day when I get like crazy acne, I still have spots. But lightens dark spots on my face.
Use that on your butthole too?
I was about to say that.
He's using butthole bleach on his face.
I guess it would be.
It's like,
but I don't really look at my butthole. I haven't looked at it for a couple years.
So what you're trying to say is that you buy some Mary Kay shit.
Not Mary Kay.
Cause sounds anyways. Like some Mary Kay shit.
And the fuck?
So what's going on with fucking the shutdown again? I've been watching the news.
I stopped watching the news.
Well, aren't they going to stop with just like, unemployment? Like, this is the last round.
I don't know if they're going to extend it.
I did hear something about the stimulus check again.
But I heard it's going to be like if you make a little bit of money.
I think it's if you make $40,000 a year.
That's what they're saying. And that's like, well, no one's going to get that shit.
I still haven't got the first one. So
I know healthcare benefits. The stimulus
Got closer to the mic.
A stimulus is supposed to come out next weeks,
but that's only if you make 40 a year.
Is that true or though? Something similar. Or just guessing.
Household or just individual?
We don't look up shit here.
we spread fake news. Trump is talking about us.
We talked about this last podcast.
He forgot. He totally forgot.
They literally put that in the fucking description. Like, don't pay attention to anything we
say.
Like,
I literally got
to
apologize.
Don't get your news from us
on the next podcast.
Don't come here for information.
We bring up topics and then we don't know anything about
half of the time we never finish our thoughts.
We just heard about it.
Through the grapevine.
Damn it.
So. What do you know about
it? Absolutely nothing.
I'm supposed to get a stimulus check. That's what I know.
Did you get the first one?
Hell yeah, you got it.
But do you know
so
anything?
That's how you built the room.
I still haven't got it.
You built the room.
You haven't got it?
There's a website you can go to somewhere.
Have you seen my stimulus
check?
Where
you check? Can check up on
the website. You can go to somewhere.
I've looked at all of them and nothing shows.
You do your taxes?
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
You haven't got it yet.
Huh?
What do you think?
Do I own anything?
I don't think they were taking. I don't think they were.
Oh, I owe something now.
Well, there you go. They took it.
But I don't think. Nah, no, I don't like think it goes bucks. Towards that. No.
Because I got my.
Like
state,
I said, I don't know.
Because I got my state check and it was like 1,000 something. They would have took that. But. They just don't like me.
No, they fucked everything up. Cause
they just don't like me, dude. When I had to get my passport, I literally had to show proof that I was an American. Dude, I had to send them a picture of a fucking
when he got student of the month.
I got student of the month in elementary school. Like I swear, like I had to send them shit, like fucking my Friday Night Live fucking little license and shit.
I sent them any WHK pictures.
Oh, I did. Fucking, dude, I was fucking chugging a keg. Yeah, dude, I had to send them proof.
Chugging a keg.
I had to send them proof, dude. I put an application and I got a letter in the mail. Like,
like I don't know, man. Your name's Mexican as fuck.
Yeah. Like, you got
what's
three
your
first
full
names,
name,
bro.
That's how I want to know your full name.
First name is Marco Antonio. But one Hyphen? One word. No, Marco Antonio.
Marco Antonio Solis. The singer.
Is your middle name Solis?
That's badass. Yeah, say your last name on here. Yeah.
My name is badass.
Is your last name Solis?
Nah, fool. So Marco Antonio Solis is a famous fucking singer.
Oh,
that's why
you don't
want
to say your last name on
you. No, you dumb
motherfucker. You don't tell nobody your full name, though.
Neither do I.
I do.
But he's got a badass name.
So where the fuck did Tony come from?
I say Marco Antonio all the time.
I fucking walk
Most
in.
People just call him Marco.
I walk in anywhere and people just look at me. They're like, hey, Aquaman. I'm like,
yeah. Yesterday, he's like, Aquaman. I was like, where?
Where were you guys at?
Chronic?
Yeah.
Wee Man for opening that place.
Right?
Is that the one in Corona? In Corona? On Ontario or something?
Yeah.
Well, you're in San Diego. Have you heard anything about those aliens you keep talking about? Those TikToks?
Those fucking aliens.
And all that shit. Is that shit true? You know anything about that?
Everywhere.
Men in Black shit
but
over
where?
Here.
Where?
I'm not talking about
You're being racist right now, dude. You're in San Diego, there's a bunch of aliens
everywhere.
I saw say aliens again? Like, what the fuck?
They keep saying there's
fucking
aliens.
Those are humans, dude.
That was my next prediction. It was like, we're going to have aliens.
That's what conspiracy theorists are thinking. Like, we have this bar that's a hardcore conspiracy theorist. And he's like, oh, Project Bluebeam, they're calling it, where it's a fake alien invasion. That's like the thing they're setting up next.
Oh damn, that'd be fucking nuts.
I don't know what the point of it
people
is.
Can't,
for what reason though?
That's what I want to know. I don't know.
To disrupt the fucking disrupt us from something.
Or to focus on outer space by each other and like warn each other or what?
That might be the plan. I mean, if we freak out, well not we, but people freak out over some dumb shit, like someone said something and what makes you think we won't freak out over aliens? Ooh, I think people
guarantee
fucking,
people will.
I don't think we will because they.
I don't think you will. I think
all that bullshit
general public,
came out of like the UFOs that came in. They're like everyone was like, oh yeah, of course.
Because
they just ignored it. They completely fucking ignored it.
Yeah, but that's like that's a fucking pixelated video.
I think
people
will freak out once you see some Mars attack shit. Like when this motherfucker comes out and goes, nah, yeah. nah, nah.
If that happens, but you're talking about a conspiracy theory where they're gonna try.
No,
to
we're talking about
fake like an invasion.
Yeah, and if it actually looks real, you don't think people will fucking flip out?
How are they gonna fucking fake that shit?
People freak out over fucking Bigfoot and the
Chupacabras
and shit. Like
Tupac back at Coachella, they can fucking bring aliens.
Oh shit, he got you.
Fucking
there,
everyone in America has guns. They don't.
Yeah, they have beams.
They're just gonna fucking it doesn't fucking matter. Everyone's gonna fucking just load up and be like, oh fuck it.
Yeah, and they're gonna be like meh. And then just
obviously you haven't seen Independence Day.
But that's,
you need a plane to crash.
That's if the aliens are real. You're talking about a conspiracy.
Yeah,
if you're real, if they're
trying to fucking fake that shit.
Yeah, if they fake it and it's just a fucking, what'd you say, like a
Tupac.
Yeah, hologram. What's that called? A hologram. Then the bolts are just gonna go through. They're like, "Oh shit, nothing's hurting them."
Yeah,
Scooby Doo. They've just been setting us up this whole time.
That's just how they said we didn't land on the moon. It was all on the fucking Hollywood fucking production thing.
I think people could.
I think we did
be tricked.
100%. That's what I'm trying to say. People will get tricked no matter what.
It did. It happened in the 1930s on the radio.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, like the invasion.
Yeah, the invasion, it was in New York. Yeah, War of the Worlds. You know. Yeah. Like we're getting attacked, and people believed it.
I think.
They start going crazy and stuff like that.
In the 90s too, I think it was in New York, someone took over all the TV stations and like they hacked it and it had like this weird face where it was like talking to people and saying all kinds of weird shit and then went away. And no one ever found out who did it. I'll look it up.
We should look that up.
Yeah. It's fucking pretty crazy looking too. You keep talking because I'm a...
You're crazy looking.
Thanks, man.
Well, that's what watching Mr. Robot on Amazon... Hacking. If you can hack, you can create a whole nother world with that.
What
shit.
What is that, Mr. Robot?
The show with the actor who played the dude from Queen, Rhapsody. It's like a hacker hacking.
Yeah.
Well, he does hack.
I don't really, yeah, basically.
He's
trying to,
for the most part,
take down a corporation like Google type shit.
Got it.
He plays kind of like Anonymous.
Okay.
So it's like him behind everything, like hacking into big corporations and fucking them up. And at some point, he resets everyone's credit. He figures out a way. Cool. Yeah. He figures out a way to reset everyone's credit by destroying this huge company. Not only by hacking
resetting it kind of sucks. Because what if you have good credit? You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. So at that point, everyone's fucked because no one has money. Like,
So I found this guy. It's the unidentified hacker dressed to resemble Max Headroom, as seen in a pirate podcast, November 22nd, 1987. So look up Max Headroom. Then, if you can, play a video of it. It's fucking creepy. Headroom, buddy.
Yeah, it says fictional character.
Oh, that guy.
No, it's a real thing that happened.
Yeah, but he was also in the music video.
Okay, yeah, but... You have to look for the put hack. Don't actually look. It just resembled that. So hack. There you go. There you go. That's the shit that happened.
Okay.
Oh. I mean, that didn't trick anybody, but yeah, we're saying people can be easily
tricked. Chicago, Illinois.
So you just what? Got on TV and start saying
some crazy shit? Coca-Cola. Yeah, watch the video. Go to the video.
First one?
Yeah, try that one. Looks fucking creepy, right? You guys keep talking because it's like that's on the internet right now.
Well, 87, they had the internet like that? Or what were the computers like in 87?
Well, no, he hacked the TV station.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't even born yet.
So I think the internet started in 89, right?
I was one. The internet started in
89? Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking creepy. You guys are listening, look up Max Headroom.
Fucking liberal. always about politics, huh? Everything comes back to being in politics.
Dude, imagine seeing that just fucking out of nowhere.
Wonder how he did that in the back, though.
I have no
idea.
That's
just probably somebody playing.
Yeah, he just figured it out, but fucking creepy. Your love is fading.
If he's able to do that, he just has no fucking message, though.
No message.
Laughing and shit.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of creepy. Never found out who it was.
That's a trip. Imagine you being little as a kid and just that shit pops up and like,
you're scarred for life.
Yeah, you're scarred for life.
It's part of the show?
I want that mask for Halloween, though. That's just legit.
What movie is that off of?
Kind of looks like fucking we all know about him. Fucking our moms watched Primer Impacto fucking Mucho Amor, that guy.
Who's he has a documentary on Netflix. Who is it?
Mercado. Walter Mercado.
Yeah.
His name was fucking Walter. You know who that is, Martin? Look it up.
You know who Walter is? I've seen the Netflix where the his face.
That's creepy.
It looks like one of those things that sit by the
side. Dude, imagine being
side and they,
a little ass kid and then fucking your mom telling you to shut up because she needs to listen to this
guy's horoscope. This guy's on fucking TV.
He never looked like that. He only looked like that for like the last 10 years.
Yeah, but he looks like one of those dolls. What do they call them?
Puppets?
No.
The porcelain dolls?
A puppet.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not going to say
a puppeteer.
Where he's able to talk.
Yeah, it's called a fucking puppet, dude.
A ventriloquist dummy.
Yep.
Which is a puppet.
A puppet.
Tell me that his face right here does not look like it.
That's when he's older, yeah. But yeah, he was weirdo.
Creepy as fuck, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he was a weirdo.
Looks like a female now.
Well, he died last year.
People die?
People die.
That's what old people do, they die.
So today I was watching fucking, I was on Netflix, and I saw this movie pop up. It was Frida, you know, Frida the artist. It was by Selma Hayek. I had to watch it because Selma Hayek's so fucking, the bomb as fuck, dude. And then there's a lot of nude scenes of Selma Hayek in that movie, so if you guys want to watch it, go ahead. So,
in Frida or?
In Frida, in the movie
she
Frida.
She always has her titties out, so.
No, dude, but these things are out. But I didn't know a lot about fucking Frida. I didn't know that she was fucking had polio at one point when she was a kid, and then she I guess got in a car crash and fucked up her spine.
Yeah.
So that kind of made her go crazy, and then she was like a lesbian, like a out lesbian, and back in the 1920, I want to say. And I honestly did not know that her fucking paintings were that big. I thought it was just like, you know, Mexico, United States, because New York and stuff like that. I don't know. She reached fucking Paris. She was on Vogue in Paris back in the day. Somewhere else, too. Like
the Middle Eastern. Are you saying that the car accident made her lesbian?
Yes. Yes. That's what he's saying.
It fucked up her spine and she got crooked.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she wasn't straight anymore.
When you're watching the movie, when they're showing the paintings, you're like, oh, shoot, that's where that's coming from? Like,
yeah. Okay. A lot of them, I was just like, oh, man, I've seen that before. I didn't know who it was. And then when her husband, Diego, what's his last name? Rivera?
Diego Rivera. Oh, my goodness. He's an ugly motherfucker.
But you guys talk about my name is long? Go down to his Wikipedia name. Go down to his
right
Wikipedia.
There.
Diego Maria de la Cabrera.
So back in the day, I kind of want to think like.
That sounds like all his brothers and sisters.
It's the name. It's his first name, his mom's name, and his dad, and then where they're from. Basically, so
imagine spelling that as a kid.
Marco where would they Antonio be from? De Alma de Desiderio de Zacatecas, donde vivía la cuna del Mercado donde estaban los pollitos.
I'll just like, call it. My name's DMDLAC.
Dude, that's a fucking name right there, bro. And this guy was a fucking pervert. This fucking guy fucking.
He looks like a fucking pervert.
This fucking guy fucked Frida's sister.
He's kind of downsy.
Yeah, I guess she was. Getting down fucking
Dad's painting. Fucking her sister.
But his paintings are huge. Like, I didn't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's ugly as fuck.
So both are ugly.
So wait, he was a creep because he was fucking his sister? It sounds like he was fucking his sister.
No, look. Look at his paintings. The Rockefeller Center is still there. A lot of his paintings are still, like, around the world in Paris and all that. And I've seen some of these paintings. I just never knew who it was.
But yeah, sometimes we do not like our heroes. And I'm supposed to meet him. He's dead, but...
Stupid.
Who's your hero?
I'm talking about your brother's heroes.
Oh.
I'm not my heroes. I just watched the movie, so I fucking researched it.
Oh, you just said that,
but... But yeah, it was interesting movie. And I didn't know she was a communist in the Communist Party. That's actually pretty good. It's kind of weird, too. It has like that weird, like cartoon thing at first, like the skeletons and all that, when she's like fucked up and like it's just a weird movie, but it's actually
the subtitle.
No, it's in English.
Oh, it's in English.
Yeah, it's in English.
That Frida, the Frida Winery in Mexico is pretty cool.
Oh, is that what that is? In Ensenada, you went to?
Yeah, and they got some huge ass fucking paintings in there, and sculptures and shit.
Sounds dope.
Yeah, right when you walk in, you see like a giant fucking bleeding heart. Like,
yeah, I seen that picture today on when I looked it up. And she looks, that shit is pretty tight. I didn't know her parents, her dad was German descent, and then her mom was a, they called her Mixquera because, you know, she's Mexican and indigenous. Let me say it right. Anyways, there's her paintings. They're kind of weird. I'm kind of cool.
Is it all about her? Or
what? The one with the little kid in the fucking
most
mask.
Of them are her.
Girl with that.
Oh, that's what that's called? That shit's creepy.
Oh, this is why she ended up doing the movie.
Because it's it,
she likes feeding other people's kids.
A lot of
shit.
Those paintings, because like, of why it's all in the movie, is like when she's going through some crazy shit, she's just like sitting there and she just starts doing it. Like the one, there's one that she's like cutting her hair. It's because that's when he found out, she found out. Homeboy was fucking her sister.
Which wouldn't it? Some Britney Spears.
All right, let me ask you guys something. Does that look easy to paint?
That's what I thought about Homeboy Basquiat. Like, that shit looks so easy, but...
What, the guy that just splats on the floor? Is that him?
No, but the...
That shit looks easy as fuck. You're just splatting on the floor.
But she did a lot of paintings, like self-portraits, right? So... Art itself,
so like shit like this, where it looks like a little kid just drew it.
First one,
you know what I mean? Or that's where they got everyone has this shit around.
Yeah,
it's easy, but it's not easy. Or what about that dude that just draws the circle, the little circle guys doing different shit?
Our logo?
They're not stick figures. This guy's like circle. Like,
bow and arrow.
Like, I don't know, but the art's so crazy. How
people
can just
fucking Andy Warhol. That shit, that was like weird, easy shit too.
Or is it, what about that Asian dude that, kind of? I feel like started. That's when I started listening to podcasts. With Asha, Kira. And,
oh, that dude's still hilarious.
David Choi.
David Choi. Yeah, like, rich off of Facebook stock. He did a mural. Said Facebook's building when it was a startup, and he's like, just give me stock. Yeah, and he was broke, and then I don't know where he just...
His art's pretty, like, crazy, though, too. I don't know. But it's crazy. That's not it. But it's crazy how you can just set a price for art.
Yeah.
And people will buy...
Well, dude, it's fucking... You start decorating your house, you'll fucking...
But you gotta know the right people to do that shit, though.
Not even
like
that
you're
fucking
gonna,
guy.
We're not gonna buy fucking some shit like
you don't
that
wanna just
like
you don't wanna just have the same thing at Target that everybody else has.
No, but you don't wanna... It's just like... To me, it's crazy how... Even with clothes, it's a regular shirt. So this fucking shirt right here can be... Someone can price it for $100. Why?
Is a cool tag?
Because of fuck, exactly some bullshit like that, or exactly because someone said
Dorito sent
somebody said that this shit's fucking dope.
It's the limon.
That's a new fucking trend. I'll buy it because it has a fucking Dorito stain on it for fucking $100. Fuck.
Hey, fuck. You just made $100.
I'm mad about it.
What do you want it to be?
No, I'm just saying.
What is
somebody said it was this price, so that's what everyone thinks it is. It's just crazy.
It's demand, dude.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Fucking demand.
It's like fucking Pokemon cards.
Someone's willing to pay.
Okay, everyone's about to go to Gap to just to buy fucking Kanye's shit now. And that's because he's going crazy again.
Hell yeah, Kanye.
It's ridiculous. Like Supreme, for example, it's just a block with a fucking just a Supreme on it, and it's like crazy money.
Same t-shirt, white t-shirt.
Yeah.
When I can go to the Corona Swap Meet and get by that shit.
Yeah.
You can make they wouldn't even fucking know the difference.
You can't because Corona Swap Meet doesn't
well,
exist
when
anymore.
It used to be, Corona Swap Meet used to sell like diamonds.
Rest in peace at Corona Swap Meet.
I know, rest in peace. Fucking got my soccer cleats there.
They closed it?
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, it's done.
Put fucking high rise apartments there.
High rise?
$3,000 a month probably or some like that.
Oh, yeah, they're pricey as fuck.
Yeah.
The ones by Lucas?
It's still a shit area. It's crazy how they're building all these apartments.
They're gentrifying.
Yeah.
Gentrifying.
That was a really good show. That was a pretty good show. But they have these apartments or these lofts off a university. So you get off a university going towards like downtown, obviously.
Yeah.
From here, University, you make a right.
You mean the ones right off the freeway?
Right before the hotel, where like you take all the hookers and shit. It's like Thunderbird Lodge or some shit. So I heard.
Where do you take the hookers?
This is really gonna beat your ass up. I know. Why do you point at me and he said that shit? Like,
well, what I'm saying is that they put lofts there.
Fuck those.
And they look all nice. They're painted nice. And they're all dope. You're still on University. You're still right. As soon as you walk out, as soon as you walk out your fucking gay little thing, there's hookers everywhere.
Well, that's the start of it, though, and that's going to push them out. And then the next thing,
they're going to push them right to the fucking Orange County. Already pushed everything out here. And then we're going to end up having to move all the way to fucking Temecula and all that shit. Way the fuck out there.
Temecula's not that far.
Just for your hookers.
I'd rather, I might.
You're just chasing the hookers.
He's going to have to go all the way over there for his hookers. Yeah.
That's what that sounded like. That's what the whole rant was about.
I need my hookers close. I'm not trying to drive 45 minutes. You have to factor that into the hooker price. Gas, supply and demand,
dude.
This fucking chick. Inflation. I'm going to give her my mileage and let her know this is what the gas price is. You better take it off the fucking top.
You're stupid as fuck.
While she's giving you top.
It's the same as art, dude. Supply and demand.
Which is... Okay. Speaking of hookers.
You're speaking about hookers. Yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, dude.
So Amazon, remember I sent you guys that thing for Lot with Lizards?
You can't get hookers on Amazon?
Which you probably... I wouldn't be surprised. Lot Lizards.
Yes.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that.
At truck stops.
It was the waste of a fucking hour and a half of my time.
You didn't watch the trailer before you watched that?
No, I just thought Lot Lizards, okay, cool. Because I remember that HBO.
You didn't know what Lot Lizards are?
Or? I know what Lot Lizards are, but HBO, remember they have that show, like the pimping, the documentary? So I thought it was going to be similar to that. This one's just, I don't know, it's just a waste. Two people that are not even at least good looking at all.
Well, they're actual Lot Lizards going around truck stops?
Yeah.
Why the fuck would that be interesting in the first place?
Because the HBO one with the hookers was interesting. You feel me? You understand? You understand what I'm saying? What he's a traveling man.
He's never been a bar star.
He's never really.
Yeah. He's never had the original Del Taco. So the original Del Taco, where we started this podcast. So at that one, they actually give you like more everything. It's bigger. Like it's like. Actually try there versus going to any of the other Del Taco. Yeah,
we're talking about a burger right now.
No, not the burger, just tacos.
We're talking about just, they have just tacos.
the tacos now.
Just Del Taco. Yeah.
They put real tomatoes in them. Right? Real. Yes.
Del Taco is trash.
No, it's not, dude. Trash.
That
it's
shirt's better, fucking it's better trash. Than,
it's better than Taco Bell, dude. It's better than
Actually,
Taco
you
Bell.
Know what? I will back you up on that point because it does depend on where you fucking go. Because I went to Bakersfield one time and I had Jack in the Box tacos, and they were actually like
those
full
are trash.
Tacos. Like they were
those are fire everywhere though.
No,
fuck.
Out
no.
here they look like they're fucking stamped. Like they put like a quarter size piece of fake meat in there. Right. They stamp them and like they're all crusty and gross. The ones that were over there in Bakersfield were actually like nice looking tacos. Like.
That's all they have to do in Bakersfield, though.
They don't have
I know.
The people there were just trying to fucking
survive and
find a way out.
But yeah, I mean, that's the same point. Barstow, like.
No, it's just the original.
That's
Del Taco.
Why people go to Barstow.
Or Del Taco?
I bet you if you live in Barstow, your dream is to work at that Del Taco.
What the fuck?
It probably is.
I had just dreams. If you do, we support you.
And there ain't shit else out there.
We're going to Del Taco.
I'm going to like, right down the
morning. Try that burger. You
I
have to do it.
I swear, Del Taco's trash.
Wait till you try it.
Can you record it for us? So we can put it on our. We're trying to do like,
we'll put it live. And stuff like that. We'll put it live.
Not live. Just
we're going to have another hour long rant about Del Taco.
I'm going to try not to be biased because I grew up next to Del Taco. All
so
my
did
life,
we.
And I'm just telling you, it's trash.
Like, yeah. Well, you probably haven't had it since like.
Yeah, but were you able to get like a number?
But you also grew up next to In-N-Out, so you can't. I mean,
oh fucking!
Like, and I showed you the best In-N-Out
next to In-N-Out burger.
So, yeah, but I also grew up next to Jack in the Box, McDonald's.
Jack in the Box is trash.
Everything else is trash.
We had Jack in the Box all the fucking time.
Jack in the Box is good.
Hell no, it's trash. The tacos are trash. The burgers are trash.
Tacos are good because you know what you're getting.
The sampler was kind of good.
I don't even know what the sampler.
Curly fries are fire.
Pretty good.
Sampler trio.
Chicken sandwich.
They used to have a ciabatta burger that was good. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember they had a big cheeseburger that was fire, but they got rid of it.
One thing
that
I like from Jack in the Box is the meat lovers breakfast burrito.
I used to get the ciabatta, the ciabatta breakfast sandwich.
That's nacho and cheese, then put I think, right?
The sausage extreme inside of it.
That's queso.
What I used to do.
And have a giant sandwich.
I was broke as fuck. I'd get the dollar fucking cheeseburger and then ask for ciabatta bread. So it was kind of the same thing.
So, earlier you mentioned fucking AMPM burgers.
Yeah.
Dude, in the East Coast, they have Waba.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like AMPM, but it's called the Waba.
Oh, yeah.
Wawa.
Wawa.
Wawa. Yeah, dude. And you go in there and you order a burger and they make you biscuits and all kinds of shit. That's just like fire as fuck. It takes out AMPM.
AMPM's trash too. It's just, dude,
it's just a place you stop after you leave Rosarito.
The corn dogs are fire. Sushi is fire.
What?
AMPM sushi.
Get the fuck out of here.
AMPM does not serve sushi.
Expand your horizons, baby. They do.
Like, which one? Tell me which one.
Lost Aaron Pierce.
Lost Aaron Pierce, AMPM. Call him up right now.
Oh my god, call him.
They don't serve sushi. It's not even fucking. They serve the little taquitos with the fucking cream cheese in it.
It's not even time for my weekend meal.
Fungus on it. Fungus on it. He's like, sushi.
Yeah.
Let me go to AMPM real quick.
Fucking guy.
You probably had a spam wasabi at fucking.
I just recently had spam, which is. Fire.
You never had spam?
Spam's delicious. I just had it like last year.
31, I've had spam for the first time. I can only eat a little bit of it because it's like super salty.
Yeah, because it's not good.
But no, it's pretty fire. It's like bacon. It's like...
No.
It's diced like bacon.
Yeah, it's kind of overcooked. Like, can't afford it. Real bacon, I
Hawaiians
guess.
Love
is,
it.
Is spam cheap?
It's, yeah. Like yeah. They, it's like they turned ham into a chicken nugget. It's a chicken ham. It's a ham fire. Nugget. That's.
You ever seen the canned ham? Ham? You ever seen canned ham? Like it's about this big. Open it. It's like.
I've seen videos of it.
Comes out.
That's like Rosarita beans.
Yeah, that's what that is.
It's processed. I'm not meat. Saying it's amazing.
You said it was saying, amazing a second ago. We all heard you.
We can go back.
We don't have the capability.
You said it's amazing.
We don't have replays.
Like Del Taco.
Del Taco is amazing.
He just rewind it real quick. It's amazing.
Well, I've had it for the first time and it's not what I expected. It was pretty
good.
So
how'd you have it? Where'd you have it?
Melissa's dad just made it. He fried it.
Yeah, you gotta have
it fried.
Put
a fork in it and just ate it like that.
Try to eat it straight out the can next time.
Oh, well, no one's gonna do that. What the fuck?
Well, my pops
that's
would
like eating a cold hot dog.
Just go to L&L Hawaiian
Bar. Yeah, you'll get that's where I had
a little span with soupy.
Yep.
My pops dices it up and then fries it with potatoes, diced potatoes, then like that, and then just makes tacos. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Like a cheap, chill meal, but it's not something working. I could eat every day.
Yeah, I can see that working because the potatoes will soak up all the fucking salt.
Oh,
yeah,
it works. Yeah. It works.
I'm telling you, I mean, my parents are good cooks, dude.
Yeah,
I know.
With eggs.
He's like, I know.
So I've been there now.
I've been there.
I get leftovers all the time.
So you're doing leftovers, you're not cooking for yourself?
Yeah, but most of the time I just get leftovers every time I'm down.
What's the last thing you cooked?
I haven't had a cook. It's his birthday. I came home with so much shit.
Those pickle wraps don't count.
I still have those pickle wraps.
So since you moved out, you have not cooked?
Yeah, I have.
What have you cooked?
Just chicken, vegetables.
What does that even mean? Like what? Like put in an oven or?
No, just I have one of those electric skillets.
You need to go back home and pick like...
Lessons from my parents, I know. Been thinking about it, but just won't do it.
You just gotta live on, cause your family cooks. They cook.
Dude, fucking, I always tell the story, but Tony, neighbor, Colombian dude, he loves Mexican food, and my mom would always cook us breakfast, fucking snacks while they were at work, and we came home from school, and then dinner or whatever. Would always have something in the fridge, like let's say if. We were off track or whatever, like a summer break. Always have something in the fridge. We got tired of it. It got so much that we would like fucking throw it away so she wouldn't find it. Sometimes she would and beat her ass. But we would just get Tony to come over and vacuum the whole shit. Just fucking eat everything. It was like the best thing ever for him. But I don't know. I just got so used to it. Yeah, to this day, they still surprise me. They come up with new shit all the time.
Hell yeah, dude. My mom comes up with some crazy shit sometimes. You're like, what the fuck? Why'd you never make this? Oh, I just made it up. It's like, whoa, right, fuck.
My dad's seafood is fucking flame. Super good. He does this shrimp where it's like this broth that Paul had it last time. I remember he was like, what the fuck? I've never had anything like this before. Like, to me, it's like we have this all the time, but he was just like tripping out. I don't know. It's weird.
It was just a Wednesday, too.
Yeah.
He was like, what? I was like, yeah, dude, look at us.
No special meal, dude. He just made it.
No, he just made it.
What's your favorite meal from your family?
Hard.
Getty.
Fuck, the shit that they made last week was pretty bomb.
Like, don't talk.
I know.
We did grow up getting chicken soft tacos all the time.
With chili fries.
That and Famous Stars with cheese. I can't say a favorite thing, but I do really like my dad's omelets, my dad's shrimp tacos, and fucking anything my mom touches. I don't know, it's tough. I like Eric's chili oil. Dude, that fucking chili oil made Tony Pepperoni's pizza, which was already fucking really good.
Oh, I know.
Disgusting. I know. I'm just kidding. It was fucking really good.
Whose oil did I take last week?
I think you got it down now, dude.
I bought it from you and it had someone else's initials on it.
I think Scott.
Do you know whose it was?
You took Scott's. You took either Scott's or James's.
So that chili oil was sold out twice already. Ate it.
How long does it last?
Depends on, you know, if you can handle spice or not. Like, Tony puts it on everything.
Yeah.
And his girl's into it now.
He ran out of it, like, in a couple months.
So it has
months,
no expiration date, though. That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, no, I had it.
I don't know about that. It's not FDA approved.
OG?
Well, olive oil itself has about a little over a year shelf life. But all it does, like, when it starts to go bad, it just has some off flavors. It doesn't go like rotten. It just tastes a little weird. But since it's in fucking chili oil, like, you really can't taste any of that. And none of that can fucking harm you. So it's really up to you. Like, if it starts to taste weird, fucking throw it out. But most people just fucking eat it up within a couple months anyways.
So how long did you say that happens? And how long?
Olive oil? Like a little over a year.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's not...
So what's the best thing to put it on? You said eggs and what else?
Dude, honestly, anything. But yeah. I mean, I liked it a lot with pizza today.
Yeah. The whole reason I made it is because I love ramen. So that's why I started doing it. But since then, I've just been putting it on fucking everything.
Definitely any soup.
Yeah.
Soup goes in.
Put in pozole the other day. That was fire.
Good. Yeah. I marinated some jerk chicken.
Oh, that sounds good.
Just so good. Hotness, same.
I like the flavor to it. Like, the flavor is really good. And the hotness is fucking perfect, too. Yeah. The way it scales up, like, from not so hot to, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's got a kick. I call it a smolder. The smoldering heat.
Yeah.
It doesn't hit you right away. It slowly just builds up, and then it just stays there for a little bit.
Not what I call it, but...
I wouldn't say that.
Now, let me tell you about your chili oil, dude.
When you said smolder, I thought of the Lord of the Rings kid. The guy.
Smeagol.
Smeagol.
What the fuck?
Sorry, guys. We have a
Smolder and Smeagol are not
slow
even close.
Shm.
Smeagol.
Shm. Smeagol. Smogol.
Smogol?
Sure, Martin.
I think we all need refills.
Yep.
Let's wrap this up.
I definitely do.
7125media.com. I was about to restart this thing.
You don't fucking pause.
Fuck. Wow. Let's get the fuck out of here.